thankfully, you are not senators in the US, and that choice is not yours to make. I think that's a quite a relieving thing. I think it's a really difficult decision that people have to make. I have thoughts, but I'm not going to tell you. But nevertheless, day by day, all of us have difficult choices to make. We make choices about where we're going to work, whether to set a new direction in our career. We make choices about how to manage family life, how to look after our elderly parents, how to care for children. We make choices about what subjects we're going to study in school or what subject at university. We make choices in all these different areas, choices about who to marry or who to go out with. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Every single day, we make very, very difficult choices. And how are we going to navigate the choppy waters of these difficult decisions? One word, and it's found in James chapter 3, wisdom. What is wisdom? Well, if we move on, I think of this guy when I think of wisdom, Gandalf from Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry if you're not a Lord of the Rings fan. This will be totally lost on you. Gandalf is wise, not just because he's clever, but because he makes good decisions. He doesn't have just intellectual knowledge, he has practical knowledge, the knowledge that allows him to choose what is best. That's what wisdom is really about. In Proverbs, we read about a path that all of us are taking. This path is the whole course of our life. And at various points in that path, there are forks where we have to choose to go this way or to go this way. And throughout the book, wisdom is the means by which we decide which way to go. Wisdom is the ability to make good choices. And that's what we need here in James. It's not just the wisdom of what to do, it's also the wisdom of who I'm going to be. Because in every choice about what I do, each decision changes us. Each decision is another step in who I'm going to be in my character. So there's a lot at stake in the choices, the difficult choices we make every single day. And this is where James comes in. James chapter 1, verse 1. Says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. This reference to the 12 tribes here is not just about Jewish Christians. It's James saying, look, all of you, Christians, God's family, wherever you are, this is for you, the totality of God's family. And the book of James is a sermon. It's one sermon with one big overall idea. And the big overall idea is this: wholehearted devotion to Jesus. Wholehearted devotion to Jesus. James recognizes that there are all sorts of inconsistencies in our lives, all sorts of cracks in our character. And he, one by one, throughout the book, on these inconsistencies, on these cracks, not just to make us feel guilty, but so that we would change, so that God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, would make us more like Jesus. And that's what he's doing here in verses 13 to 18. He's picking on one area of inconsistency in our life, actually one of the root inconsistencies in our lives. Because a lot of the inconsistencies in our characters, those cracks, come from the bad choices that we make. Because we're listening to the wrong type of wisdom. So, let's follow James in these verses and take a really hard, deep look at ourselves, a look at the choices that we make, a look, as we're looking, I want you to think, does this describe the sort of choices I'm making in my life right now? Does this describe what I want my choices in life to look like? We need to take a deep, hard look at ourselves as we go through this. Really, I just pray that the Holy Spirit would take these words and just change us. I really want this sermon to affect how we live in the next few days. That is my prayer for this morning. We're very simply going to look at the two different types of wisdom we find here, earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. So let's start off with earthly wisdom. And we'll go on to the next slide. We learn three things about earthly wisdom in these verses. The first thing we learn about earthly wisdom is that it's all about me. It's all about me. Have you seen The Apprentice this year? Go on, give me a show of hands. I want to know you're listening. I want to know you're there. Some of you watch The Apprentice, good. Every time a season of The Apprentice comes on, I love it. Like, it's a guilty pleasure. It's quite fun to look and laugh at just how conceited everyone is. It's shocking, really, isn't it? Everyone is just out for themselves. They're trying to climb to the top, and they don't care who they cross in order to get there. It's really quite ugly. And James is describing people like that here. If we see in verse 14, he talks about, if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts. This is one of the characteristics of earthly wisdom. Two things, bitter envy and selfish ambition. If you've got these in your life, it's a sign that you're listening to earthly wisdom. What are they, though? They're kind of strange words. Bitter envy. Bitter envy, in essence, it's a hatred. It hates when other people get blessed. It hates when other people get blessed. So if someone is blessed with good looks, bitter envy hates it. If someone is blessed with ability on the sporting field, bitter envy hates it. If someone is blessed with possessions, intelligence, whatever it might be, bitter envy just hates when other people are blessed. That's bitter envy. It's kind of like jealousy. What about the other one? The other one is selfish ambition. This is very much like the whole apprentice thing.